Today's daf in Masechet Zvachim brought to you from Yerushalayim. Your Hakadosh is daf Nun Vav, and we're holding on daf Nun Hey Omud Beit, right at the bottom. So we've been discussing the dinim of the Azora and the Shechita in the Azora, and it turned out that when we said anywhere in the Azora, man, we meant anywhere in the Azora. We've arranged things in such a way that those karbanas that don't need tzafein actually could be shechted even on the side of the ulam, on the side of the heichal, because we place these little openings that are pishpashin at an angle, so it covers all directions. And even achorei beit hakaporet, which is the 11 amot between the rear of the heichal, all the way back to the kotel hamaravi of the Azora, all of that is covered. That's covered by the parbar. And now the question is, what about the dinim of the lishakot? So we had raised that yesterday in the question of tzidei tzedadim. What would be tzidei tzedadim if you're inside of one of the chambers, as they call them, and there's all types, remember, running along the north and south, and even to the side, if you're inside of the, when you walk in to the Sharniknor. So there's all of these lishakot, and certainly many of them actually do face the Lifnei Ohamoed, because remember, we just turned Lifnei Ohamoed into something that would include even the sides of the Hecha and the sides of the Ulam. So we've got to get back to that and see what the din is legabe these lishakot. And it turns out things are not so simple. There's a little bit of differences in the various dinim of what things are considered to be a azara, legabe shechita, legabe achila, legabe tuma. We have to define our dinim. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, when it comes to the chiyuv of tuma, that somebody who is osur to come into the machane shechina betame, and if he does, he would be chayev karet, he's only going to be chayev, in chayavim mishum tuma, ela al orech mea ushmonim v'sheva, 187 amos is the length of the area that he would be chayev by a width of 135. So in other words, from the western wall of the Azara all the way up to the eastern wall where we have the entranceway of the Sharniknor is 187 amot, and from the north to the south is 135 amot. Now, an easy way to remember this is that if they catch somebody who's going in with a tuma that's only drabanan, which is a light type of infraction, they do call the cops, but it's only for a light infraction, which is cops, which is kuf pei zayin, and kala, which is 135. So the cops are called for kala. Reminds you always about the exact dimensions of the Azor. That's how I remember it anyway, so I'm crazy, but whatever. Okay. Anyway, so Tani Tana Kameder Reb Nachman. Kol Azor Aita Kuf Pei Zayin Arochav Kuf Lamed Hein. And Reb Nachman said to him when he heard this being taught in his Beis HaMedrash, so where he was there, so he said, I could tell you what my father told me. Exactly who his father was, remember, was the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, because we weren't sure whether the Stam, Reb Nachman, was Reb Nachman Bar Yaakov or Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak. But anyway, whoever his father was, he added to me and he said, Kigon ze, the cups by the Kala, are the area in which Kohanim Nichnasim L'Sham V'Ochlim Sham Kotche Kotchim. So that's the place where you're allowed to kashin kachim, and that's the place that you're allowed to be sheichet kachim kalim, and also that's the place that you're chayim mishum tuma. So he put together all three of the halachas. So when he said, okay, I mean, what not? What are you saying is not the place? Do you mean that, let's say you've got the inside area of a halonot, or dlatot, or the ovi hachoma. As you're standing on top, if you've got the thickness of the area of the chomat hazara itself, and you're saying that that area, if you're inside of a doorway or a window that's looking out, that the inside of the thickness of the wall is not considered to be part, and that's why you're saying, no, no, it's only kaps on kala. So that's not true. Because Tanina, the Mishnah says beferish that HaKhalonot va'ovi achuma have a din of kilifnim. So it can't be tell me that. So what might it come to tell me? Well, we raised the question before of tzedadim. So maybe it's lima'ute l'lishakot. But the lishakot are defined by something else. Because as we know in Maaser Sheni, the Mishnah, it says that if the lishakot are built in an area that's chol, so it's outside of the kaps by kalam, but they're opening, the doorway is into the chotzer, meaning into the azora, it says beferish in the Mishnah, tochan kodesh. So why wouldn't you be chayev if you go in there and you're tummy, if they have the halacha of the azora? Yeah, but that's only a drabbonin. Drabbonin or machmir. But it's not a deraisa that makes them tochan kodesh. So Memela, Reb Nachman's father, was correct. These areas are not included in any of those three dinim. You can't shecht in them, and you don't eat in them, and you're not chayav on tuma. Really? The deraita? Lo, you're telling me it's not a din in a deraita? The otanya. Mishakot b'nuyot b'chol b'tuchot l'kodesh, which is what we're talking about. They were built in an area that's outside of the Azara, but they have a doorway into the Azara. How do we know, says the Braita, minayin that Kohanim can go in there, and they can eat Kotshi Kotshim, and they can eat Shiori Menochas? It means that obviously it's a Diaraisa. Talmud Lomar, Bachatzar Oro Moed Yochluhu. How do you explain the fact that the Torah should be talking about as if it's two different places? It says, Vanoteret mimena, yochlu aronu banav, bimakom kadosh, bechatzar oramoed yochlu. Why are we saying two different places? Bimakom kadosh, any makom kadosh, adding bechatzar oramoed. So that comes to tell us anything that is considered to be part of the chatzar oramoed, including the lishakot, is going to allow the Kohanim to eat there. That's a deraisa. Because otherwise, how could you eat kotche kotchim in a mokum that doesn't have the kedusha of the Azora? Oh, my Rava, that's true. But it's not a shayla. Because this is a special din that is only true for eating kotche kotchim. But as far as Tuma is concerned, we were correct in saying it's only a derabbana. Really? Lini Tuma lo? But that can't be true because it says in the Braita, Vatanya, Lishakot abinuyot tuchot, uptuchot lakodesh, Kohanim nichnasim lisham, v'ochmin sham kotche kotchim, but ain't shochtim sham kotchim kalim. Okay, I understand that, because it's not considered to be lifnei olmoy. It's on the side of the olmoy, and therefore it's not included. That makes sense. V'chayavim mishum tumah. It says you're chayav. It says you're chayav midiraisa mishum tumah. So what are you telling me? It's only a drabona? Well, look, obviously there's a mistake over here. This follows from the din of chayavim mishum tumah. Follows the words ein shochtim sham kachim kalim, which means that we're making it clear that it's not entirely a din of the Azara. So you know what? Probably the correct girsa is ein chayovim mishum tuma. In other words, first we're saying, yes, you can eat kotche kotchim there, but that's because of a special pasuk. That was marba chatzerot harbe. So it's a bechatzar olmoid. But when it comes to the other dinim, like shchita, well, it says you can't do shchita, so probably it should say, and you would not be chayv mishum tuma, because we don't have a special pasuk to be marbe legabi the dinim of tuma. So that explains it. No, come on. I mean, ein shochatin has nothing to do with the reduced level of kedusha. Ein shochatin, I understand. That's because, like we said, be'ina kenegad ha-petach. Doesn't it say lifnei olamoid? It's not lifnei olamoid, because it's inside of a different room. But why would it be true that you wouldn't be chayav for tuma if it's part of the chotzer of the Beis Hamikdash, of the Mishkan, or the Azor of the Beis Hamikdash? Legabi achilas kotche kotchim, why wouldn't it also be part of it legabi the din of the chiyav of tuma? Now, wait a minute. You're telling me that the only reason that Ein Shochatim Sham is because it doesn't face the Pnei HaMoed? I mean, why do you say that? Ein Shochatim Milo Askinan Deika Shkita Keneged HaPetach? I mean, there's plenty of these Lishakot. If you look through the door of the Lishka, you are looking at the side of the Hechal or the Yulam. I mean, there's lots of Lishakot along those lines. So why wouldn't we be talking about that it would be Keneged HaPesach? Anyway, look. If it's not talking about Keneged HaPetach, so what else is the Chiddush? Why do I need to know that you can't check there? You can't check there because it's not Lifnei HaMoed. It's not because it's not in the Azora. So the whole point is, L'mayitzrich, the Chiddush is that Kachim Kalam, even though we already learned that it needs to be Lifnei Petach HaMoed, you might think that if you're in a Lishka, which is Lifnei Petach HaMoed, that would be sufficient. Therefore, we have this big Chiddush to tell me, no, it's not sufficient. But if you're telling me, it's like you're saying, that the reason is that it's not Lifnei Petach HaMoed, then what's the point? The whole point is that Ela Afagadika Shachit Kineged HaPetach. Even though there's no problem of Petach HaMoed, it still says Ein Shochatim. Why? Because it's not Kodesh. So that's why we should say in chayavin. So it makes sense that it's really a function, not of Pnei HaMoed, but of the level of Kedusha. And remember that in order to make things Kodesh, it's not enough that they just are built. It has to be made Kodesh with the whole ceremony in which we take along the Shtei Todot, and we say the Shirim from the David Melech Yisrael, and so on and so forth. And if you don't do it with that Kavana, then you're not Mekadesh it for that purpose. It's not an automatic thing that just because something is included in the particular Mechitzis, that gives it Kedusha. Okay, now, what we said before is that for eating purposes, I understand why you could eat there. But for Shechita, I understand why you can't check there, because for Shechita, you have to be Keneged HaPetach. That's what you said. But you took for granted that the din of Achila is not a function of Petach or Amoed, right? Now, is that true? L'Achila lo b'inan Keneged HaPetach. Didn't we just learn yesterday that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shnei Pishpishin ayu bepetach chalifot. Remember the entrance ways that we had that were 8 amas high, and the only purpose for them, dig this, I mean, the Brayta says very clearly, the only purpose for them was to make that area kosher for achilas kachim kachim, and, aha, l'shchitas kachim kalim. So, achilas kachim kachim is the same as shchitas kachim kalim. That means if I need Keneged HaPetach for Shchitas Kachim Kalim, I need Keneged HaPetach for Achilas Kachim Kachim. So why did you say that it's different? Why did you say that, well, I understand Legabe Shchita has to be Keneged HaPetach, but Legabe Achila doesn't have to be, if that whole Brayta yesterday said that, no, that was the purpose. There were two purposes. One, indeed, was for Shchita, but the other one was for the Achila of Kachim Kachim. Om Ravina, that's a mistake. Sorry, cut that out. Delete, beep, samimikan achila. That part's a mistake. You don't need, it doesn't say anywhere that you need the petah. Oh, yes, it does. The aktiv, it says in the miluim, bashlu et abasar petach omoid visham tochlu oto. Ha! So it does say that you need to eat by the petach omoid. So what are you telling me doesn't say that anywhere? Excuse me, that's in the miluim. You can't use the miluim as a model, because the miluim are kodshe sha'a. And as we've said many times, we don't learn dorot misha'a. And therefore, kodshe sha'a are different, and there's no indication that kodshe kachim need to be eaten keneged HaPetach. And therefore, if we say that the lishakot are perfectly okay, we understood it in that fashion. It turns out that l'maisa, it was mekudesh specifically for inyanim of achila, and not for the Isra Tumah, we're saying, and not for the Dinim of Shechita. Omer Rav Yitzchok Bar Avudimi. So, Lemaisa, what we're about to do is, we're using this sort of as an intro. It's, if you just look at it immediately, like, how did we get to this? It seems to be, tangential completely, but it turns out that this is going to open up the dinim of achila legabe shlomi. So, Amrav Yitzchak Baravudimi, how do we know that dam becomes puzzle as soon as the sun sets? So, okay, whatever that means, the sun sets is not so pashut, unless you want to go through the Tosfos of Minayin Adam Shenir Sal B'Shkiyas Hacham, but we're going to get to more of those Parotei Dinim when we talk about the Yisrei Nosa. So how do you know the moment that Shkia comes, you're not allowed to use that dam on the Mizbeach? Shenemar, B'yom HaKrivo Et Zivcho Ye'achel. So, look, we're putting together the day of Hakrivo et Zivcho. And Hakrivo, remember, the Hakriva Tamo at the beginning is the lotion of Hakrav. If Hikriva Kohanim, Hikrivo HaKohanim is the Dam. So, therefore, what it's saying is that B'yom Hakrivo et Zivcho Ye'achel, B'yom Shata Zoveach, it's only on the same day that you did the Shechita, then your Yom HaKrivo, you can also bring the dam. But if it's no longer the day of the Shechita, let's say you shechted 5 minutes ago, and now came along Shkia, it's the next day. And therefore, you're not allowed to be makriv, which shows that Lina passels immediately the dam. But how can you use the Pusik for that? I don't understand. The Pusik is coming to tell me what it's coming to tell me, namely, that you can only eat the zevach on the day that you shechted it, legufe. And it says, ulamochorat, and that's the pasuk that says that a shlomim is eaten for 2 days and the night in between, because we didn't bother bringing the word ulamochorat, but lemaisa, this is the pasuk. And that now, of course, you see how directly nogeh it is to our Mishnah, because we were talking about the dinim of teda being eaten only for 1 day, and the shlomim is eaten for 2 days and the night in between. So how do you know it's not just coming to tell me that? What makes you say that it's coming to teach me that the dam has to be korev on the mizbeach on the same day as the shechita? Because in Cain, if all the Torah wanted to tell me was how many days shlomim can be eaten, all it needs to say is b'yom zivcho ye'achel ulamokora. That's all it needs to say. What's this business of b'yom hakrivo et zivcho? What's that? I mean, what does it have to do with the dam? Shmamina b'yom shata zoveach ata makriv. You could be makriv that dam on b'yom zivcho. But if it's already no longer the day of the actual zvicha, b'yom she'iata zoveach, if this is not the day that you shechted, then you're not makriv. Now, wait a minute. I have a very different way to read that. Maybe what the Torah is saying is that the achila of the shlomim is defined not by the shechita, but it's defined by the hakrava, meaning the hakrava of the dam. So if you do the zvicha on the next day, doesn't mean that the dam becomes possible. You use the dam and you do it after shkia. So then it means that the 2 days begin on the next day. Maybe that's what it means. Instead of taking for granted that the 2 days begin from the moment of Shechita, all the Pesuk is saying is, Hakrivo, that is Ye'achel. So it's only at the time that you bring the dam, that starts the countdown to the 2 days. You can do it the rest of today, and then you can also do it tomorrow. So v'dimalchi kamarachmana. If you brought the dam today at the same day of the Shechita, so then you eat the basar for the remainder of today and the next day. But if you only brought the dam lemachar, then you can eat the basar the whole next day plus the day afterwards. Nidach basar lemachar v'leyom ha'achora, says the Gemara. Well, yeah, that makes a lot of sense in putting the achila together with the hakrova. But it doesn't make any sense at all to relate it to the Shechita, does it? So then it should just say, B'yom HaKrivo Ye'achel. What's the B'yom HaKrivo Et Zivcho? Why do we have to mention the Shechita, you see? So it can't be coming to tell me that it doesn't go according to the Shechita, it goes according to the Zrika. Because then the pasuk makes no sense. Same kain nemakro biyomakrivo yeachel. What's this biyomakrivo et zivcho? Normally, Shema Amina. Therefore, we were 100% correct in our initial understanding. Biyom she'ata zoveach ata makriv. Biyom she'iata zoveach I ata makrivo. So it's actually beautiful limud. Itma. So now we've been talking.
No, about... not eat more, drink more.
No. My gosh, dangerous, dangerous. Okay. You know, all of this comes because of this Ashkenazic nonsense of the way that we pronounce the words in the Gemara, which really ought to stop. And there's no such word as itmar, there's only itemar. Obviously, this is a shvana. So, therefore, maybe we should actually start saying words correctly, like itamar, or like metive instead of mesve, and stuff like that. Maybe we should, because there's no reason to perpetuate these long-term dor haflogas.
Remember Eliyahu Bar Chama? He said, "Mi amar shani mal? It's mo, mo amo."
Okay, so itamar. Not to fall into the hands of Barnea. Hamechashev or shlishi. So now the question is, we started off with the shaila, whether dam is usable after shkia. Now, let me ask something else. Is the night bichlal, is that like where the Isra of Noser begins? I mean, even okay, I understand you can't use the dam. How about like at the night of, let's say you're eating a shlamim, and now it's the night of the second day. And now you come to the evening of the third day, and you're no longer allowed to eat. But is it mamish nosar? And if you had a makshava to eat it after, during that night, the night of the, that's going to become the third day, is it a pigel or not? So itma. Hamechashev la'or shlishi, if you have in mind that while you're doing one of the matirin, you are going to be eating this after shkia. Chizkia omar kosher. It's not pigel, because even though you're not allowed to eat it, but the chiyav of burning nosar is only in the day, as we're going to see. So it's biyom atasore. So since it's not ro'u yet to be burnt as notar, so maybe it's not considered to be an actual machsheves pigel yet, says Chizkia. That's exactly the case. And the kosher, the carbon remains kosher because this is not real pigel. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says it's pasul. And obviously, this is nogea also, as we'll see, the actual iser of notar. So Chizkia says it's kosher because look, it's not yet the time to do the sreifa. And if it were really notar, then the Torah would have said to burn it. But you can't burn it yet. You can only burn it on the next morning. So therefore, Tainas Chizkia, you can't call it notar until it's given the complete dinim of notar. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, look, the point is it's osur b'achila, then that means it's chutz lizmano, and therefore it's pigel. So Rabbi Yochanan posel, da'it chile me'achila, nobody's disagreeing that you're not allowed to eat it. And of course, the same achlokas would be true, legabi the chiev of actual notar. Pigel, of course, is virtual notar. What about if you actually ate during that time? Ha'ochel lo'or shlishi. Suppose you eat the meat after the shkia on the second day of your achila shlomi. So here, consistent with their previous opinion, Chizkia says you're potter because it's not notar yet, because lo intik l'sreifa. The Torah didn't tell you to burn it. And notar, it says, v'hanotar, Ba'eshi Saref, and I know that I can't burn it yet, as we're going to see. There can't be notar. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you're chayev, because once it's osur ba'achila, that makes it notar. As far as the halacha of what to do with notar, no, that's a different question, which we'll see. In fact, Tanya Kavaseh to Rabbi Yochanan, we have a braita that brings out very clearly that it's considered to be notar at that point, in which case a machsheves pigel to eat and that time of the after shkia on the second day would be actually a real pigel, like Rabbi Yochanan says. And here's the braita. Kadashim ane'echalim l'yom echad. So if we're not talking about a shlomi, talking about a toda, or we're talking about any of the kachi kachi, mechatas, an asham, and they're eaten for one day. So then, mechashvim b'daman mishetishka hachama. So if you have a machshava legabe the dam, remember that if you have a machshava of zrika, that's considered to be achilas mizbeach, remember? Even shvicha shirayim is considered to be achilas mizbeach. And therefore, a machshava of doing that after shkia is considered to already be pigol. Oh, that's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said, all right? So, I mean, it's already clear. When it comes to the pigol about basar and about the murim, well, I mean, you're actually allowed to eat them until morning, b'niraisa. So, the machshava's pigol would only be after amud hashachar. I have in mind I'm going to eat these things or put them on the mizbeach after amud hashachar. How about kachim anecholim l'shnei yamim v'layla achat? How about the shlomim? Well, mechashvim v'damam, the same thing is true about the dam. After shkia, right on that first day, if you had a machshava that you're going to do a zrika of that dam, that's already pigul. So that's mishetishka achama. Again, precisely what Rabbi Yochanan said. And as far as the emurim are concerned, well, the emurim you can bring all that first night, so it becomes a machshava pigul only mishiyala mudashaka, and the meat is allowed to be eaten during the whole next day. So a machshava pigul for achilas basar would only be for eating it after shkia sachama of the second day. This is fascinating. In other words, there would be one din of pigul, but depending on what the object of the pigul was, we never had this before, depending on what the object of the pigul was, the zman would be different, and therefore the chutz l'zman would be different. So if the object of the pigul was a zrikas dam be'isser, then the pigul would be chal immediately, of course. When I say immediately, I mean after there's an actual zrika. There's no chiyuv karas until the actual zrika. But the korban is now incipient pigul immediately, if the machshava was to do the zrika after shkia, which would be 5 minutes from now. If your machshava was to put the emurim on the mizbeach, then it would only be 12 hours from now, which would be in the morning. And if the machshava was to eat some of the basar, then it would only be 36 hours from now. So it would be only on the end of the second day. So it really depends. The mechitza of time is, of course, dependent on the object and the machshava that you're going to do with that object. It all depends. And anyway, but it's very clear that that is Rabbi Yochanan, 100%. That's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said. Okay, so now we've got a marker, Tana Rabbanan, a marker for this halacha. Now, you might think that Yehun Echalim La'or Shlishi, you might think that you're allowed to eat shlomim even after shkia on the second day. Because, look, I mean, it makes sense. We've got some of the korbanos, actually most of the korbanos, are eaten only for one day, right? So there's those korbanos that are eaten only for one day, like the teda, and like the chatas, and like the asham. And then we've got other kinds of korbanos that are eaten for 2 days, which are the shlomim. So we're all agreed that the zvachim that are eaten for one day, you're allowed to continue to eat them the whole night afterwards until the morning, except that the chachamim said you better stop eating by chatzot because we're worried you're going to keep eating at the wrong time. Okay, but mikra aden, certainly there's no pigol, there's no nosa until the morning, right? So just like the zvachim that are eaten for one day, the night follows the day. So then the same thing should be true. If you're talking about a shlamim, which are eaten for 2 days, the night should still follow the day. Laila achareihem. How do we know that that's not true? Because, I mean, if it just said ulamochorat, so, I mean, maybe ulamochorat would be indeed affected by how we understand the day for the korbanos that are eaten only for one day. Therefore, we need an extra pasuk that after saying that, it says, b'yom zivchachem yachel umimochorat v'hanotar ad yom. It's this ad yom instead of bayom. Ah, notar is But odium, you can eat all that's left as long as it's still day. That's what adyom means. So ba'odyom u ne'echal, but eno ne'echal le'or shlishi. Once it's no longer ba'odyom, that means that it's considered already to be notar. Now you might think, if that's the case, it's time to burn it. Because we took for granted that there's in the machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan Chizkiyah that indeed the burning should be an indication about whether it's notar. And here is the marker for the fact that something could be notar, and nonetheless, it's not the zman of sreifa. So yochol yisoref miyad, you might think you should burn it immediately. As soon as it becomes notar, burn it. And, I mean, it makes sense to do that, doesn't it? Because it's also very reasonable. Dinu. We know that there are zvachim that are eaten for only one day. The Chatas and the Arsham and the Teda, and we'll see more coming up. And we know that there is Zvachim that are Ne'echolim L'Shnei Yomim. So just like the Zvachim that are Ne'echolim L'Yom Echad, Tekef L'Achila Sreif, as soon as the time of eating ends, which is in the morning, Amud HaShachar, that's when you start doing the Sreifa. The Yom, so we said that before. So that was still said in the Miluim. So therefore, the same thing should be true of the Zvachim that are Ne'echolim L'Shnei Yomim. Tekef L'Achila Sreifa. Should say the same thing. Tamud Lomar. Bayom HaShelishi Be'esh Yisarev. It's only what is there in the daytime of the third. That's when Bayom HaTasorfo, Be'iyat HaSorfo, Balayla. So as soon as it became notar, you are not going to do the sreifa. Ready for, oh, Sir Richard, you're missing your cue. I knew that Asuch Shemen on the Talisker was not going to be a good idea. Oh my gosh. Yeah, it looks like we've lost Richie. All right. I'll do it myself, but the fact is, that is Doc hiding here? Where is Doc when you need him? Doc?
Hello, hello.
Ah! Well.
Sorry about that.
No, this was a very interesting experiment because it showed the neuronal delay that's caused by Talisker is actually at 13.2 seconds. I wanted to see it. Well, okay. All right, so go ahead, Rich. Moving on now to the remaining korbanos that we haven't spoken about. Habechor, v'amaser, v'apesach. Okay, so now we've got different dinim of achila of these korbanos. So they're definitely all kochim kalim, and they're variations on a shlomim. The shechita is b'chol makom ba'azara, just like the shlamim, but the matan hadam is very different because there's no din of saviv by these other karbanas. Instead, there's only one pasuk, damam tizrok al hamizbeach, without mentioning saviv. And remember, once that is true by b'chor, it's automatically true about maaser, because we learn out all of the dinim of b'chor and maaser from each other. And we'll see what the halacha is as well by the Korban Pesach, in which it says to throw it. So it means you only need one matana. But that one matana has to be u'bilvad shi'iten k'neged ha'yisod. Doesn't mean literally on the yisod, but it has to be put on an area that has yisod underneath it so that the dam is going to go down ultimately to the yisod. However, each one of these korbanos has a different din of achila. The bechor, since it was given to the kohanim, is eaten by kohanim. It's ne'echal kohanim. Maaser, we're talking about, remember, a bechor, not a bechor bal mum. Talking about a bechor that was brought on the mizbeach, and it has a din like the shlomim, and it's like the parts of the shlomim that are given to the kohen. The maaser, that can be eaten by anybody, because it says Beferish in the Torah, Uvisaram Yelach. You're the one who has the right to keep that Bechor. And the Bechor, they keep that Meiser, but the Bechor, which is actually compared in the list of the Matnes Kahuna, it's compared to Chazav Veshok. So the Bechor is essentially an entire Shlamim, which is given to Kohanim to be eaten like the Chazav Veshok. And the Chazav Veshok, of course, is eaten by the entire family of the Kohanim. At least that's the way the Rambam paskens. There are some Rishonim who argue and feel that it's not compared to Chazav Veshok. It's compared to the chelek of the Kohanim of the Achim, even though it's eaten b'chol ha'ir, that's for sure. B'nei achol and b'chol ha'ir, they're eaten all through Yerushalayim, and they're eaten again b'chol ma'achal. It doesn't matter how it is that you get them ready, which of course is not true by the Korban Pesach, where it matters very much. If you don't cook it as tzli, you could pasul that Pesach, and you'd be over an iser if you eat it even in certain ways. So a Pesach is different. These things are eaten l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. The Pesach is very different, and it's, first of all, it can only be eaten at the nighttime and only until chatzot, and it can't be eaten by anybody. It can only be eaten by people who were actually manui. They registered for that Korban Pesach, paid for their chelek, or however they became registered, whoever paid for them. And it can't be eaten anyway. It only can be eaten tzlit, which is why we actually go through in all of these Mishnayos to describe precisely the mode of preparation, because it's very nogea, the Korban Pesach. So therefore, these three karbonas, despite being types of kachim kalim that are learned out many of their dinim from Shlomim, they are very different in terms of the matan dam, and each one of them is different from the other in terms of the achila, either in the zman achila, or to whom the achila, or we'll see there's also a difference even in the where of the achila legabi the Korban Pesach and the when of the achila. These are very special dinim. What those dinim are, I think we will talk about Bezrat Hashem tomorrow.